Not what I said, lol. I said black people in this country actually have a history of being enslaved and raped on a large and systemic scale for centuries, and are like 10% of the population. I think caring about race mixing is cringe and reactionary, but I understand why OTEP type dude might be mad about seeing black women with white guys way more than I understand a white guy being mad about a white woman with a black man. White guys get angry if the white population drops below 90%. I remember an Anon freaking out a few threads back and saying black people are 50% of his state, and we looked it up and it was like 15% in the most recent census data, lol. WASPs genocide entire continents that they got to keep to themselves in an age before the word genocide was even invented, let alone things like the Geneva Convention or international laws or war crimes tribunals. They brought millions of slaves into these huge continental settler colonies, then get mad when the free descendants of these slaves engage in consensual sexual relations with their women because they still see both the women and the descendants of the slaves as de facto property, even if they are no longer de jure property. It's literally the "isn't there somebody you forgot to ask" meme. Increasingly I see white reactionaries talking about deporting not just Hispanic people but black Americans who have been here since the 1600s. Because at the end of the day they just want ethnic cleansing. They don't believe in national sovereignty either, so it's not like national liberation movements because they want to ethnically cleanse what are already settler colonies of brown people then subsequently wage wars of extermination against the places these people are deported to. That's the long-term plan. A white planet. That's white supremacy. It has centuries of momentum and institutional backing behind it while angry OTEP YouTubers do not.